opening scripture from. Proverbs chapter 28, and I want to read verse number 1 tonight. It's good to have our visitors in service with us tonight, so thankful for them. Proverbs 28, verse number 1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." Amen. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Praise the Lord. You can be seated again tonight. We've got more scriptures I'll share with you as we go. Amen. I've just titled this message tonight. I'm going to try not to hold you long. Just share some of these scriptures with us to encourage our hearts, encourage our souls. I've appreciated the testimonies tonight and the encouragement, words of encouragement, Sister Lindsay's dream. Just so thankful, you know, that God is helping us as believers, just like He's helping the lost come to know Him, and He's intervening in the lives of those that don't know Him, and just moving in marvelous ways to draw people unto Him. And I'm so thankful for that. And so, you know, we're just realizing, with everything that's already been said tonight, we're realizing that we are in the last days, the last of the last days. Actually, John compared or said that the last days actually began in his day, in his hour. In other words, the book of Revelation and the writings and the things that he saw, and the fact that he made reference that it was the last day and the last days. And so now we're living in the last of the last days. In other words, we're coming up to a moment of time, a point in time that God has ordained for another switch, another change in what's going to transpire and what he's going to do and how he's going to deal with men. And just as the New Testament came into being and Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary and how he had communion with his disciples and let them know, "This cup represents my blood of the New Testament, the New Covenant." And so the New Covenant began at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death, his burial, his resurrection, and that New Covenant began to where men could now be changed on the inside and then empowered by the Spirit of God. And through faith in Jesus Christ, the men and women can be born again by the Spirit of God and have that new creature created inside of us. And so now here we are in the very time of when things are going to change again. Amen. That glorious church age is about to come to an end. The rapture is about to take place. But it hasn't. And things are getting tough. Things appear to be getting rough. It seems that time is rapidly slipping away. Do you realize we're already halfway through March? Weren't we just having a New Year's Eve celebration in the kitchen just the other day? I mean, February, where'd it go? Now March is doing the same thing. Seems like things are escalating. Seems like time still ticks. 60 seconds a minute, you know, 60 minutes for an hour. The time is still the same, but it's what's going on all around us. What's going on all around us is speeding things up, keeping us always in a turmoil, keeping us always concerned, keeping us sometimes fearful, sometimes dismayed, sometimes, you know, anxiety, you know, sometimes discouragement, sometimes depression. Are you getting the picture? And it's all these circumstances that are going on around us. How many know what the word drama means? drama. Everywhere is drama. Everything seems to be a problem, and seems like no one's on the shouting side. But they're always down. They're always being pulled. They're always being tested. Whoa. Man. So I want to preach tonight on lion for lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Now, boldness is not harshness. Boldness is not brashness. Boldness is not critical. Boldness is not being hard on people. Boldness is rising up and just doing what's right. Woo! Hallelujah. But the righteous are bold as a lion. You see, there's a lot of times fear becomes a factor. I like what Sister Lindsay was sharing about her dream, that she didn't have fear. It wasn't something that brought fear. It was something that brought peace. Hallelujah. Though things and circumstances were happening, there was a peace there that God's power was on the scene. Ooh, hallelujah. This is the boldness I'm talking about. Because the boldness of the righteous is because of that peace that God brings. In other words, it's a confidence, if you will. Hallelujah. It's a confidence in God. And there are many times in our lives when fear begins to press itself upon us. Hallelujah. I mean, there's just times when fear arises from nowhere. And you have to stop and think, why is this happening? Well, it's because you've got an enemy who loves to generate fear. We're just coming off the season of COVID. Everything about COVID did what? Yes, it made people sick. Some passed from this world. Some entered into the glories of heaven. But it generated fear. And when people are fearful, they will begin to go here, go there, do this, do that. And there is no rational thinking in the midst of fear. Now, some may disagree with me, but most accidents occur because people become fearful instead of rationally correct what is going on. I mean, you know, you've seen the cartoons. When people get scared, they just can't move. Well, you know, if fear grips your heart in the midst of a situation in a vehicle and you can't move, you're going to have a hard time moving that steering wheel to correct what's going on. See, fear cannot be the factor, but God can. Hallelujah. There's been multiple times that God has helped me in my times of situations like that that could have really turned into a bad thing, just like what Brother Shelton was talking about. Hallelujah. And I have seen people do it. I mean, it's called overcorrection. You start going off the road just a little bit, and all of a sudden you're scared to death and you whip the wheel. Wrong thing to do. When you start running off the road, you say, I'm running off the road, and you get back on it. That's what you do. You don't allow fear to become the factor. And so fear is something the enemy tries to press upon us. And in Mark chapter 5, verse number 36, this is a portion of Scripture where Jesus was ministering to people. And people, I mean, this is the story in Mark chapter 5 where the little lady with the issue of blood gets her healing. Jairus comes to Jesus, says that his daughter is sick and wants him to come and pray for her, touch her. And then the messenger comes and they say, "Don't bother the master. Your daughter has died." And this is what Jesus said. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Hallelujah. It's real. It's real. Hallelujah. But Jesus encouraged. He said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Have that boldness of a lion. Hallelujah. Have that boldness of the Lord. Glory to God. Put your trust in me, is what he was telling the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus. In 1 Corinthians 6:13 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." What does that mean? Quit you like men. That means rise up, pay attention, and do what you need to be doing. Hallelujah. So that you can do great exploits for the Lord. Be strong. Praise God. Don't be fearful, but be bold for the Lord. Hallelujah. What is that? That's trusting in God that He will take care of you. He will supply your need. He will empower you. He will grant you wisdom. The list could go on and on and on. That boldness is not something that you take the bull by the horn, so to speak. That boldness is when you start resting in the power of your God and are ready to do whatever He wants done in your life or in someone else's life. Just be ready to stand in a home and garden show for 30 or 45 minutes talking to Jewish folks. Be bold. Hallelujah. Yeah, it was really amazing. Of course, it was funny. I was there too. She didn't mention that, but I was there too. And I listened. I kept my distance to start with because I wasn't sure what's going on here. I didn't know whether I needed to be farther away so she'd have a way of escape. You know, you just never know. But as she lingered, then I started moving closer and I started hearing what was going on. And I realized, oh, we got an open door here. And then the gentleman stepped up, you know. He said, "Well, so what Bible do you use? Did y'all use the King James Version?" We said, "Yes, sir, we do." Well, so you realize some of the English words don't really explain the Hebrew language. You know, he was really like, had something on us. And we said, "Oh, yes, sir, we realize that and we understand that. That's why we go to the Hebrew and we look it up and we find a greater depth. So we can explain it to our people." You do? You could tell he'd never heard anybody say that. God was dealing. Yeah, wow. And just the fact that he said, "Oh yeah, Jesus is God." I said, "That's right. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost." He said, "Yup, that's it." Oh, whew. Boldness. We wasn't trying to tell them everything they were doing was wrong. It didn't make any difference whether they're doing anything wrong. We was trying to just share what right was. Hallelujah. And then folks can make the choice. Praise God. So we see bold as a lion. Philippians 1, 27 and 29. "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." Conversation means your lifestyle. Even your words, yes, of course. But everything you do, how you present yourself. "That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Nothing terrified by your adversaries. I like what she shared about the pastor and the church in the Ukraine. Hallelujah. We're fighting. Amen. Because we have to fight. We are standing our ground. Praise be to our God. And we are not afraid, because we know where we're going. Woo! Hallelujah. See that? Fear cannot be a factor. Fear is nothing terrified by your adversaries. There are always going to be adversaries. There's the main adversary, and we'll talk about him in a little bit. But there's always adversaries. Somebody who wants to tear you down. Somebody who wants to stifle your faith. Somebody who wants you to become intimidated by them. And they try to overthrow your faith and your confidence in God. And we don't have to be overcome by our adversaries with fear, because we belong to Jesus Christ and we have been empowered, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 7 and 8 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Hallelujah. "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." So, this lets me know that all throughout the generations of the church, fear is what the enemy always tries to implement into the children of God. Because fear is not faith. Fear is not boldness. Fear is not confidence. Fear is not trust in an almighty God. Fear is only me trying to think of how I could overcome the situation, and I see no hope because I don't think I can. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise God. Oh, it's too hard. Yeah, but you can do it through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What is a sound mind? A sound mind is a mind that is stayed upon the Lord. A mind that is confident in the Lord. A mind that realizes, I can't, but he can. Hallelujah. And through him, then, I can begin to accomplish. It's just like the testimony that there was no life. Oh, but through Jesus Christ, then there is life and there is power to overcome. Ah, these things that have me bound. Praise God. Oh, this song, "Why Should I Be Bound When Jesus Has Set Me Free?" Praise God. It's the reality. It's already transpired, but I can't allow the enemy to take me in my mind to the fact that I don't think I can. I've got to allow the Holy Ghost to take me in my mind where I know I can. Hallelujah. As he begins to direct my paths. Wow. See, that's the hardest part sometimes. As he begins to direct my path. There's a big difference in God just helping me in the midst of my trouble and God directing my path out of that trouble. I just preached to you about departing. Arise and depart. Amen. From sin. Arise and depart from those things that pull you down. cast aside those weights that so easily beset us. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about, that boldness, that bold as a lion. Hallelujah. That once again, that confidence in our God, that relationship with Jesus Christ to where we know His voice. Hallelujah. And we know when He speaks to our heart. And we now find that confidence where we don't have to fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Always ready to share. Not always ready to condemn, but always ready to share the goodness of an almighty God, the goodness of a Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the happiness, the joy, the peace, glory to our God, even if we may suffer for righteousness' sake. Even if folks mistreat us, verbally abuse us, laugh at us, mock at us, we still stand with a smile in the power of God and the love of God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, it's not a matter of what they say or what they think. It's a matter of what we know. Hallelujah. And we know that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we think or what we ask, because that's His holy word, and we've got boldness. Praise God, because we believe that. Praise God, we walk in that. Praise God, we think that way. Hallelujah. And so when the situations arise, we know that God is going to take us through. And I'm going to close with 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. Our Ukrainian brothers and sisters are showing us the power of faith. Hallelujah. They're showing us the way. You see, the lion of the tribe of Judah to overcome the roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he may devour. You see, I don't have to be afraid of the enemy. I don't have to be afraid of the roaring lion, because I know the true lion and the boldness thereof. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise be to our God. There was not one demon that could ever stand in the presence of Christ. They were always, catch this, they were always fearful of Him. Praise our God. A lion for a lion. Hallelujah. They were always fearful of Him because they knew who He was. We've got to get to the position and the place where we know who He is. Hallelujah. And thus we don't have to fear anybody or anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything that begins to transpire, if it's persecution, if it's troubles, if it's trials, we don't have to fear because our God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always come through right on time, and he will always, and it just depends on what he's wanting to do in the situation. We've got to have that boldness that God knows best. Hallelujah. We've got to have that boldness that he will direct my paths. He'll show me the steps to take. He'll show me the way to go. He'll show me what I need to apply into my life. Hallelujah. He will show me how to walk out of the dry desert. He'll show me how to climb up the highest mountain. He'll show me how to walk through the lowest valley. Hallelujah. I've just got to have the boldness of that lion in my life to where I trust him, have confidence in him, and most of all, listen to him. Wow. Hallelujah. Could have a piano player. Just simply a lion for lion. The boldness we can have, the confidence we can have, the faith we can have. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he is always near. Why do we worry? Why do we fear? We do, don't we? But for some reason, we lost connection with boldness. We lost connection with our Savior. We've got static sometimes going on in the connection. I'm afraid sometimes, brothers and sisters, we get to moving so fast, so furious, get so many things on our mind that when the enemy sees that happening, he just likes to kick something in our path just to cause it all just to and begin to bring inconvenience. You know what I have noticed? Most people get so upset when something inconveniences their plans. When their plans don't go according to what they want it done, that's usually when they get upset. That's usually when I get upset. I just presume everybody's that way. You know? I've not really seen too many people get upset when things are going their way. But I have seen a whole lot of people get very upset when things didn't go their way. Sister Pepper shared a little saying with me. I don't know whether this is the place to put it in or not. I think it was Brother Sloggett that shared it. It's where she saw it. I think it said it like this: if your religion hasn't done anything for your temper, your religion hasn't done anything for your soul. Just as those Jewish folks were saying, you know, religion is dead. Well, there's life in Jesus Christ for change, for power, for boldness to put the old man in his place. Ooh, wow. Boldness as a lion to step up, to play the man, quit you like men. Pay attention to what you're doing, men. You're the leaders. Lead us not astray. Rise up, lion for lion. Boldness in your relationship with God. Know your God. They that know their God shall do great exploits. Know your God. When you know your God, you will have boldness to live for God, to honor God, worship God in everything you do. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. It's just like rising up and running to the other end of that field. What is that? That's boldness. Boldness. Confidence that we are able to hold out to the end. Praise God. That was just in a natural realm. I don't understand why people don't bring that back on into the spiritual realm. Because it's the same boldness, it's the same determination, it's just for the right purpose. It's just for the right plan. It's just for the right thing. Sometimes we forget so quickly, God's going to judge the unrighteous. Judgment's about to fall in this world. Hallelujah. And it's up to you and I to have the boldness of a lion so that we can share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The goodness, the power of a transformed life, the love of God, the peace of God, the power of God, the goodness of our God. Hallelujah. By a simple transformed life, living it before Him and sharing it with Him. Praise our God. Let's stand. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Lion for lion. Praise be to our God. Let's lift our hands.